We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now is Margaret Brennan, the host of Face the Nation on CBS. Good morning, Margaret. I guess the big news, obviously, is the Senate passing a bill to raise the debt ceiling, avoiding what could have been catastrophic default. What's the reaction been so far in Washington?
You're right. This was really something that led many to take a sigh of relief, but we are not quite there yet. We expect the president to speak to the public around 7 p.m. and to explain why he made some concessions here, why he is putting limits on future spending in a budget that he said he would just simply not negotiate with Republicans all on in the first place. So he did give in to the Republicans on that. The Republican caucus and their leader, Speaker Kevin McCarthy, have shown that they were able to deliver a large percentage of the Republican votes, even though some critics to his right said that the Republican leader gave in too much to the White House. So on Sunday's program, we're going to bottom line it for you, particularly zone in on some of these environmental policy changes that many Democrats were upset by. Senator Joe Manchin will be with us to talk about a pipeline through West Virginia and Virginia that he got approved and tucked in to this budget deal.
You said it's not over yet. What are the final steps that have to be gone through?
Well, it's really just the president signing it into law here and explaining to the public why he agreed to what he agreed to. It was late night approved in the Senate, though there were senators on both sides of the aisle who tried to add on amendments because they didn't think this was perfect legislation. But because that we are so close to the June 5th timeline, Democrats in the Senate fell in line. Democrats like Tim Kaine, who had objections to this, even though he's very friendly with the White House, was very ticked off by some of the concessions around the Mountain View pipeline, for example. And yet, in the end, fell in line simply to get this over the finish line well in advance of June the 5th, because the closer we get to that date, the more borrowing costs and concerns on Wall Street circulate. So until this is put to bed, there will be concerns. But right now, it looks like safe territory.
Well, this has been all-consuming in recent weeks. Now that it potentially is finished, what next for Congress in terms of priorities?
Well, they're going on break pretty soon, once again. But in terms of unfinished business, there's plenty of it. One of the things that came out of this conversation was that the permitting reform that many had hoped on both sides of the aisle to have tucked into this, particularly Joe Manchin, was only partially delivered on. So that means some of these projects that require federal approval will still drag on. They had hoped to speed up that process. There was also concern on the by Republican hawks that this was too much of a cap on future defense spending at a time when threats from China and Russia are growing. So there's some conversation about providing some other kind of legislation that would guarantee some boost if needed. And by the way, we're coming up on the fall when more conversations need to be had about government funding. So the work is not done, but we will talk about a lot of that unfinished business Sunday.
Meanwhile, you have DeSantis and Trump trading barbs, people jumping into the race. Is it safe to say that we're getting sort of into the full swing of the presidential election?
We are in the swing of it, absolutely, even though I know for most Americans at home, they're more concerned with their daily lives and not thinking about 2024 till we get closer. Certainly the Republican candidates who are vying to unseat Donald Trump as the party frontrunner are having to make decisions at this point. There is a debate scheduled in August, and so if Republican candidates want to be on that RNC debate stage, they have to do some work to be able to meet that benchmark of at least 1% in the polls and a number of donors, something like 40,000 donations. So that's why you're seeing this flurry of announcements in this condensed period, but we would expect a number of them to happen, including potentially The governor of North Dakota, for example, Doug Burgum, also eyeing a bid to jump in. So they will be able to enter this primary. And what this underscores is that it is not a lock. Donald Trump may be the front runner, but his party is not necessarily lining up behind him at this point.
Anything else you want to mention about Sunday's show?
We are watching what is happening on the ground in Ukraine closely with this expected counteroffensive set to launch. We have Ukraine's ambassador to the United States with us.
Margaret Brennan, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
Hundreds of vacancies in the city. We've got that story on the way. And a protest outside City Hall. What's the story there? Well, that's that and more coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!